So I've been asking you on air during the show what you think about the Super League and how it's crumbled before it's even begun. Do you think it's greedy owners or do you think it's just a PR spectacle? So it's just been astonishing to watch. I found it so entertaining. I was up late last night waiting for the George Floyd judgment, but also watching team by team pull out of the Super League. So almost all of them are out now. And in case you missed it, the 12-team Super League announced on Sunday to widespread condemnation has really seen polarization, just mostly one way rather than the other, in the world of soccer. So let's speak now to Mazola Molefe, senior writer at Soccer La Duma. Mazola, have you ever seen anything quite like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's super looters more than anything, you know. I think it's the ultimate betrayal of football, and I'm glad that, you know, the fans, you know, especially across Europe, you know, came together to put an end to this. I mean, absolutely ridiculous.
So where are we at the moment? Who's in, who's out, and take us through the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Mandy, when I went to bed, it was three teams that I you know, that had pulled out. Chelsea, I think Manchester United, and Atletico Madrid. And then in the morning, I think just about every one of them had sort of been drafting documents to pull out. And I just read now, you know, a comment from the Juventus chairman, who's obviously been fingered as the instigator, you know, the man, the brain behind this, you know, Super League. Agnelli, saying that this it's not possible anymore without the English club, especially. And I think, you know, they will probably restructure or reshape how it's going to look like going forward. But I think it's just, you know, the 12 clubs were just queuing to line up their already deep pockets. You know, I don't think it's, you know, benefits, you know, the football community at large. But obviously, I mean, even the managers and the players were surprised by it all, which means they did not take them into their confidence to, you know, to sort of, you know, discuss with them how this is going to look like. It's just more games, more money. And I think we shouldn't, it would be a miss of us to let UEFA off the hook, because their reaction is only because, you know, the Super League announcement came on the eve of their own confirmation that the Champions League and the Europa League would be expanded by 8 more teams. It's just the pot calling the kettle black.
So, Mazola, what do you think is the damage that has been done by this whole affair?
I think it just shows us that, you know, the powers that be, the decision makers, so to speak, they think the football fans are, you know, are consumers, not necessarily the stakeholders of the beautiful game. Because for them to make a decision like this, it's just money driven. It's the most blatant money grabbing exercise I've ever seen. You know, and add to that, maybe perhaps even a PR stunt, because otherwise you wouldn't think it would crumble so quickly in just 48 hours. You know, maybe perhaps they were testing waters. I don't know. You know, initially I thought it was a bluff. But with statements coming from the different teams and, you know, FIFA and UEFA condemning, the announcement, it just shows that it had been in the works for quite some time. And I think when all the fury died down a bit, I think we're going to see some version of this along the lines. Because even just last year when people were losing jobs, clubs were following staff, and cutting salaries. You know, players were still moving from one European club to another for big, ridiculous sums of money. So it's, you know, that was just a glimpse, and this is even more so of what's to come of the death of football as we know it.
Mazola, thank you so much for your time. Mazola Molefe, senior writer at Soccer La Duma. Super looters, do you agree with that? I think it's a bit of both. I think it's greedy owners and a big PR spectacle.